Mr. Bond told reporters he has nominated former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo as his special envoy.
He will work with the leaders of the region and the international community to bring about the lasting political solution. I expect all those with a stake in the region's future, the Security Council, the African Union, and the European Union, to support him to the fullest.
The Secretary General said that with a ceasefire now in place, it is essential that aid workers be granted unhindered access to the tens of thousands of people who have been displaced by the violence. Mr. Bond said he is willing to travel to Africa in the coming days to meet with President Joseph Kabila of Congo and President Paul Kagame of Rwanda to discuss the crisis. He said both leaders have expressed a willingness to meet with him. Mr. Bond said he is happy the two leaders have begun a direct dialogue, although they have not yet met face-to-face. The government of Congo has accused Rwanda of backing rebel leader Laurent Nkunda's forces, which launched a recent offensive around the eastern Congolese city of Goma. Nkunda says he is protecting eastern Congo's Tutsi minority ethnic group from attacks by the FDLR, a Rwandan Hutu rebel group that Nkunda claims has received support from Congo's military. Earlier Monday, Mr. Bond's special envoy for Congo, Alan Doss, spoke to reporters via video link from Goma. He said the ceasefire is holding and that UN peacekeepers continue to patrol the city. But he again stressed that the 17,000-strong force is overstretched.
We have approximately one soldier for every 10,000 citizens in the Kivus. We have 10,000 soldiers roughly in the Kivus, 10 million people. So that shows you the scale of the challenge we face as we go forward.
UN peacekeeping chief Alain Loa, who is also in Goma, asked the Security Council last month to send additional forces to Congo. The council still has not made a decision on that request. In the meantime, the United Nations is trying to reconfigure its force within the country to send more troops to the Goma area. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told reporters that he hopes member states will be able to provide the necessary additional resources to the mission. Currently, there is only one battalion of about 900 peacekeepers in the Goma region. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.